Chapter 38. Ferrago whirled the mason chain. The spiked iron ball whistled and hummed as he closed in on Earthstripe's left side. Klitsch sneaked in on the right and threw his spear at the badger's head. Earthstripe whirled with a roar, knocking the spear aside with his own weapon as he spun in a circle, catching the mace around the haft of his own spear and heaving Ferrago bodily onto the sand. Behind the rocks, an armed band of treacherous vermin waited until such time as Earthstripe was forced to turn and present his back to them. Scrabbling through the sand to get away, Ferrago cowered in the shadow of the badger lord. Earthstripe kicked the mason chain toward the blue-eyed assassin.
Pick it up, weasel!
Klitsch dashed in and slashed at Earthstripe's shoulder. The short sword caught the badger on an open place between shoulder plate and back armor. With a roar, Earthstripe wheeled on him, thrusting at the stabbing sword with his mighty battle spear. Ferrago was still down on the sand as he grabbed the mason chain. Flinging it, he trapped the badger's footpaws, and Earthstripe toppled and fell with a crash of armor. Klitsch ran in with his sword held high, but Earthstripe pulled himself into a sitting position and lashed out. The metal-clad paw caught Klitsch in the chest, sending him thudding into the rocks. The young weasel sobbed for breath as he looked down at his own blood oozing from the deep bruising scratches the armored paw had inflicted. Ferrago seized the spear Klitsch had dropped and advanced on his opponent. Kicking free of mace and chain, the badger lord came up off the sand, holding his battle spear crossways like a stave. They clashed, and Ferrago yelled in dismay as his spear was snapped in two like a brittle straw.
Klitsch, help me, son! Help me!
All the fight had been knocked out of the young weasel. His blue eyes flooded with tears as he nursed his aching chest. Dragging himself up on the rocks, he spat at the ambush party.
Stop hiding there like a pack of halfwits! Kill the badger!
Ferrago had drawn two of his knives. Throwing himself flat, he rolled under Earthstripe's paws out of the way of the big spear, stabbing at the badger's footpaws viciously, until Earthstripe leapt back and dealt him a tremendous kick. The weasel's body left the ground in a somersault as the ambushers came flooding over the rocks, spears ready and bowstrings taut. Spitting blood from a mouth wound caused by the breaking spear, Earthstripe snarled.
You treacherous scum! Come and get me!
Ferrago struggled up, gasping hoarsely.
Don't shoot any arrows until I'm out the way!
So, you don't want to be slain by murderers, hey?
Earthstripe roared with laughter as he went after the assassin. The ranks of spears and blades closed in, cutting Ferrago off from his enemy. But Earthstripe saw nothing in front of him but the terrible joy of battle. Spear flailing, he bulled in among them, yelling as the lust to slay foe beasts took hold of him.
Ulalia!
Ferrets, stoats, foxes, weasels, and rats flew everywhere, stabbed by the giant spear blade, hooked with the cross trees, and hammered senseless by the battering spear butt. Ferrago and Klitsch danced and leapt on the outskirts of the melee, shouting,
Get him! Slay the badger!
Go on! Get at him! Don't stop!
Spears, pikes and swords battered at armor and fur as Earthstripe went down beneath the howling mob. There was an immense roar as the badger surged up, throwing bodies into the air, punching, kicking and biting. The helm ripped from his head and his spear lying on the ground, the badger lord fought insanely against the overwhelming odds. Down he went again. Blades flashed in the sunlight on the churning sands, barely visible beneath the pack of yelling, screeching ambushers.